Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082 657 2729.
Welcome to it. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and he's back with us tomorrow morning, and he'll be taking you through cruising in what we refer to as the joyride. Something else and spectrum there. Thank you so much, Johan. And then, of course, have yourself a beautiful evening even further. Excuse my voice, man. The flu has just gotten me so tied up. And nevertheless, we have our guests on the line. We will be talking to Pastor Green, and also Mfundisi Makam will be talking to him, and Apostle Phumla Mfene, we will be talking to her. Let me welcome the Apostle Phumla Mfene. She's on the line. Apostle, greetings to you. Welcome.
Hey, greetings to you, Brian Akali, Muruti Makam, Pastor Green, and to all our wonderful listeners. Hey, yeah, flu got to take a washing.
In Tereka Mekholo.
Yeah, I look at me. I would go hell like a little like this.
Danke. It's an it's in Shente, man. It's an it's in Shente. Ah, in Shente, gile wa. Wow. Osha pumar.
No, I like him. Let me never carry you come for that. Yeah. Get behind me.
Yeah. No, I felt it on Monday, you know.
Okay.
I felt it on Monday a bit, and then it started to become worse and worse and worse. But I've been on air, and people were not hearing it, except for today. I can even hear myself. Bari bloke hile. Why is it bari bari bloke hile?
Bon, that's a friend. Yeah.
Absolutely. We also have Pastor Makam on the line. Fundisi, Swami, no.
Apelele, Mfundisi, mwenye kupfuka.
Minjano, haifukile, Mfundisi, amina. Haifukile, man.
Nkomo, man. Natisa pila mruti, man. Angingelele kumpostolo wami. Mpostolo apelele, mwenye kupfuka mpostolo wami.
Mfundisi, wei. Tuzitanda kakuli.
Amen. Ngiyabonga kuthandwa. Angingelele kuPastor Green. Naye lapha khona ngiyamthanda naye. Ngibingelele ibandla lonke ngegama lika Yahusha HaMashiach, yena yedwa angadingi ivoti.
Nayo ke indaba.
Yena yedwa.
Amen. Yeah. Come on.
Akadingi some helps.
Akadingi help.
Yeah.
Akadingi lutho. Is self sufficient.
Yeah.
Oh, HaMashiach.
Self sufficient. Yeah.
Come on.
Answers ukuthi nenzothini ngoba okwabona umfundisi makho introduce abo pastor ukuthi wakuthi here comes caterpillar yakuphi.
How? Ngathi hey Marias mara bazalwane. Ni introduce kanjalo vele ukuthi abantu ama caterpillar.
Here comes caterpillar. Here comes the caterpillar. Oh my sticking this into Zenzaka. I caterpillar yakuphi mfundisi. Caterpillar yakuphi.
I caterpillar manje ile antethe leyana ne is that insect.
I caterpillar nje mina ngiyazi ukuthi ingane ye butterfly. Ingane ye butterfly. So akusa welcome ne butterfly welcome ye caterpillar. Because bayibona ibhalo kwe truck.
Hey. Lezana zaka John Deere. Yeah. Hey, my daughter. You know, much of the times we are those kinds of people who basically find ourselves in the concept of what we want to see happening.
Yeah.
And in contrast to what we are supposed to see the Father wanting to see happen. In other words, I'm just trying to say we are embroiled in our own wills.
Yeah.
To a great extent. And sometimes we are not even aware
Yeah.
that we are working on our own wheels, you know. We do things the way in which we see fit. And I know it's not an appropriate way to say it, that we do things the way we see fit. But we do things, let me just speak it diplomatically. We do things in the most convenient way in the sight of every justifiable morale we can place, you know?
Yeah.
In other words, we have this self-will and a self-drive that puts us in many instances at odds with the will of the Father.
Hey, Murat.
And I will show you how this joins and relates or capitulates into rebellion.
Yeah.
When the Father says, go and preach, and says, yeah, Josias, go and preach. And then when you preach, take nothing from the people. I will provide you. And then Josias goes. He goes and he preaches. And then as he preaches, they start to call him caterpillar.
Yeah.
Because of the anointing now, they start to relate him with things that are powerful. And I suppose a caterpillar is powerful. I mean, the mechanical one.
Yeah.
And then Josias forgets what the Father has said. Take nothing from the people. And Josias starts to take things from the people. Check this out. The Father does not stop working through Josias. Still great things are happening.
Yeah.
Even though Josias now is embarking on a self-will, because he's contravening the command of the Father with regards to the mission. And because he still sees that the Father is working, he does not see that the approval of the Father is no longer upon him.
Yeah.
Now the Father is working on his own, and he does not realize that he has stepped down from the grace seat that the Father has placed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he starts now, because things don't come so graciously like before when he was taking nothing from the people. Now he has to make sure that he raises funds. He has to make sure that he goes around and does raffles. You know, he has to make sure now that he starts to organize people who will testify about the miracles, because now the power continues to dissipate, but the crowds continue to be many. And the truth starts to dissipate. It starts to move away from him. So he starts to invent his own experiences now.
Yes. Tatana Ray.
Mfundisi wa mina.
Ngiyakuzwa, ngiyakuzwa. Ukuwabuka laphana ku Isaiah chapter 55.
Yebo.
Uma uJehova athina, my thoughts are nothing like yours. You know, it's a man angafuna ukuthi, Lord, help me ngihlale kwemicabango yakho. Do your will. Ngicela nje sibuke lapho. At imicabango yami, at ubheka ukuthi intaba, imicabango yami yindlula niye intaba, is nothing compared to the mountain.
Yeah.
Imicabango yakho is nothing. If a man angafuna the will of the living God, uyeke konke lokhu. Asikangeni ku topic.
Hayi, akubona songenile mngani wami.
Amen.
Ngena.
I introduce a root.
You know, sometimes it happens. And I can say it without a doubt. We have seen many things coming across. And amongst those things, we have seen people who say they basically have been, you know, anointed big time.
Mm.
Big time, like anointed big time, like nobody's business. These people have done great things, you know, great and powerful things. And in that, they have achieved so much. And in the achievements, they have even amassed quite a lot of fame. But to some of us, the Father has told us that fame won't be an issue. That you won't need to be famous because it is the glory of the Father. And He puts you on radio, for example. And in putting you on radio, he makes you to, how can I put it, to reach so many people. And he puts some of your contemporaries, people that you know, friends that you got onto media space together with them. And these guys, they become, what can I say, national heroes. In everything that they do, they are just fantastic.
Yeah.
And they get all the fame and the fortune. Except for you.
Mm.
And the Father says, no, take nothing. No fame. No. No celebrity status. And no. Take nothing. Just go and do what I say you must do. And then we look at these people. I remember at some stage, some of my friends were saying, Marare, long ago, I think it's long ago, why do you still drive this same car that you were driving before we got married? They got married very soon, bona banyala and stuff. Pumlawa ba itzi chomzare na zako tembis.
Yeah.
And they got married and all those things and stuff. And then one time we were meeting, there's a place there called Hospital View. We were meeting there with some of my brothers there and friends. And they're saying, Marie, why are you still driving the same thing? You know, the same car. No, Ray. I'm a manager where I work. I must get you a job. They said, no, but the Father says I must broadcast and speak about him throughout. And I was not even on radio pulpit.
Sure.
I was at the SABC, honestly speaking. And my job, I mean, Pumla can attest to that. I would come with a car, collect the youth, we go and serve, you know, and the young adults and all that. And that was my job. And people were being helped left, right, and center, and the Father was doing powerful things.
Amen.
But there was no fame, there was no fortune.
Come on.
There was no good food, you know. You would feel sad when you would look at me and the clothes that I was wearing. And then, one time they said, no, man, we must get you a job and all those things and stuff. I don't know how I ran away from that. Our friendship stopped with some of the friends that I really, really appreciated. You know, our friendship had to stop because somehow, they were derailing me, and I was not aware. The Father just took me away from them. 20 years later, we meet again. Hey, man, these guys are executives and all those kinds of things, and they say, hey, Ray, you still live in that house, Ella, debilitated house that you took? You left that Ridgeville, you went to Kangala. I said, oh, yeah, ish. No, I'm no longer living there, but yeah, that house is still there.
Yeah.
And they have prospered. But it's not because they were practicing self-will. But if I had followed their steps, I would be practicing self-will.
Mm.
Because that is what the Father has ordained for them.
Come on. No.
But not for me. You know? That they get into corporates and stuff and stuff. I remember a friend of mine I grew up with, Quatridgeville, DJing and all those things. He became the most famous DJ ever from Atridgeville. and he graced all the radios. I think at some stage he was working even for these other radio stations, what Jacaranda or what. The way he was so successful, everyone was looking for him. But that was not for me. If I had followed that route, I would be successful. I would have the fame. I would have all those things. But I would have lost my soul. So tonight, we are touching base on that. And how many of us, in being called by the Father, to a certain extent, because of some challenges that we see, in comparison to other people's successes, we had gone on to actually look down at what the Father has given us. Look down at what the Father has brought to us. We had gone on to actually look down at everything that the Father has given us. And this in itself has become a big problem. How many of us really would say there was that time when I really felt this should not be the case? There was a time I really felt this should not happen. There was a time I felt this should not be happening. There was a time I really felt this should not be going on. Even I myself, there was a time I felt, I can use this. I can use that. I can do that. I can do that. But is it the will of the Father now? And people were saying you must have like a big pocket, Pumla, you must have Chantubele Zaka, Joe.
Yep.
Or Forstani, whatever. Lelo Nyako Throwa and all those things. Happen like Heko Throwa for to make a child.
Yeah.
Why one? And so,
sure.
Those kinds of things. But the Father provided, he made a way.
Come on now.
Now, many of these things, many of these things are happening. Sometimes the Father wants you to be the king and he says, I will make you a king in 2025. But you choose to step on the throne in 2023.
Mm.
Sometimes the Father says, I want to make you a big corporate manager in 2025 because I wanted to show the world that my grace is sufficient. But you choose to take another route that makes you a great manager in 2024. And you say, but it's the same thing. And sometimes we have our own ambitions. We grew up with dreams, man. I wanted to be a lawyer. I remember one time talking to my own father, my biological father, the thing that made me to quit law. And then I asked him, I said, but it looks like my father was not interested in what I was studying. Actually, my father was not interested in my education. In a way, he trusted me that I am capable of taking care of things. And so I asked him, but do you know that at university, what is it that I'm studying for? And then he was fixing a car, and then he stopped and looked at me, and he said, I know, you are going to be Magian, which means the liar. You are going to be, a lawyer, a criminal lawyer. But Magian, they call him Magian. It felt so bad, man. It felt so bad. It means I will lie to make fortunes. What will become of me? I stopped pursuing law. You won't believe. I started studying education. Because the father said to me, I want you to educate my people. So I said, okay, let me study education. Let me do a degree. That's how it started. But the thing is, much of the times we miss the purpose of the Father because we have our own ambitions. And to a great extent, our ambitions are messing up the purpose of the Father upon our lives. That is what we are talking about tonight. I trust the Father is doing you good. In a mighty way.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. Thursday Live, the name of the show.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Now, we are talking about self-will and rebellion, how these things continue to proliferate in our lives. And to a great extent, I was just giving examples, man. I was just narrating stories that can make us to make sense of what we are talking about tonight. And I can say without a doubt that we have that aspect of self-will, which is the opposite of submission. Self-will is referred to also at some stages as a stubbornness of a sort, a hardness and an impenitence. It's spoken also as an obstinacy, you know, the refusal of a call. That which I was talking about was a refusal of a call, and indifference. It can be spoken also as such. And then, hey, check it out. It's also regarded as a sin against the Spirit of the Father. Yeah. Now, Deuteronomy 1:43 says, "So I spoke to you, yet you would not listen, but rebelled against the command of the Elohim and presumptuously went up to the mountain." Self-will, presumptuously, refusing to listen to the call of the Father and doing things your own way. Presumption. You know, when the Father says to you, go to Mamelodi Pumla and talk to the leaders there, and then you have this lucrative invitation to go to London at the same time. And then you say, no, when I come back, I'll make a quick stop at Mamelodi. Or let me make a quick stop at Mamelodi and go to London. That's self-will, because the Father says, go there and stay there for a while, teach the leaders until I say it's enough. And then you say, ah, but there's a lucrative thing. It's still the will of God.
Mm.
Then you go presumptuously to do the work that you purport. It's still the work of the Elohim. It's still the work of the Master. You go and do it. And yet you overlook the notion of the work of the Father, which he has ordained at a particular time and provided a grace, particular time and a particular place. So we become presumptuous. That's where self-will comes in. And when we start to do things on our own, we exhibit rebellion against the Father. Apostle, what comes to mind?
Yeah. I don't know. Self-will have led a lot of people to the path of self-destruction as well. Because when you are self-willed, you are determined to act according to your desires.
Yeah.
And once you make up your mind that you'll act according to your desires, according to your ambitions. Because remember, people also are very ambitious, are also very much self-willed. So, and hang out the probably problem, because those kind of people, they don't find it easy to submit under the perfect will of God. Because they feel horrible. This is what they want at this particular moment. This is what, and let alone, I mean, you mentioned something very powerful as you were talking, you know, you were confronted with a situation where you needed to do something better because some people who felt were doing better, they were more accomplished, so forth and so on. But we don't take time to really ask, in this season, what is it that the Lord will want me to do? Irregardless of what everybody is doing. But self-will will say, you have the potential, you have the condition. You see, that's also another dangerous one. Self-will people that also couple their self-will and also ambition with also with the level of connection they have with certain people are like, okay, so Ray, that why can I need connections, and I can do even better. I'm even skillful. You know, and then And when you do that, you override the will of God. You override the plans and the purposes of God for your life.
Mm.
And there's always, always a thin line between self-will. That's why self-will is a my line in the same group with rebellion. Because there's always a thin line between self-will and also issue of obedience. Because most people who are self-will, look, Joe, Nakoko is not bad to be self-will and be ambitious, because a lot of things can get done when people are driven like that. But don't be driven to an extent that you are willing, you know, to oppose and to override the will of God.
Yeah.
Because there's a cost to pay at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to feel the ability to see to do certain things, you know, to see things completely different from other people, to be self-driven, to be self-motivated, when God has given you the grace to do that. At the same time, or in the same breath, we need to be cautious and not take it all the way that we are overruling and overriding the will of God, and then we are walking in rebellion, you know. And if I would talk to Haley Joel, and the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30, 1920, Muranawacho, I be happy enough, life and death, blessings and curses, choose life. You know, at the end of the day, Mudimu has given us the ability for a rekhete. You never need, so you have a choice to either choose to be self driven and also be self destruct because you're self driven and you are too ambitious and you're not guided. You know, Mudimu, you guide and you choose over. Be cautious. So,
yeah.
But you're not driven and you're not guided by the word of God. Okase, I will not tell you guide on. You know, okana into traps that you're not even aware of. Because I've noticed as well that most people who are self-willed, they find it very hard for bank advice from other people. So, because at the end of the day, them being self-willed, they also feel like they are also self-sufficient.
Yeah.
So, let's try our own motor. Born. I wanna everyone can know.
It's wrong.
Because you very kill, you very kill. It's a nickname. No, talk how they. And then they'll think like, you know, they'll think you're jealous. They think you don't wish them well. You know, but like as I say, but Baba self will probably never wanna eat home when they override the will of God. And once you override the will of God, because you are self-driven, you are self-willed, you are too ambitious, too overzealous, then you walk in rebellion. And Marana, or there is a rebellion in the same WhatsApp group, witchcraft, in the same WhatsApp group. And so, but to deliver the first person who must deliver in rebellion.
Yeah.
And just on that, can I just read the scripture as well? Titus chapter 1 verse 7, for the bishop must be blameless as God's steward, not self-will.
Yeah.
You know, Nakong, we're about to walk into these offices, we desire them, we appoint ourselves. One friend of mine, Ulokunalema SAPS, they self-appoint themselves into these offices. And when they get there, they continue for Babe self-will. But these offices, Joe, they are not meant and are not reserved for people who are willing to walk in rebellion by their self-will, by their ambitions, and in the process override and oppose the will of God and the word of God.
Sure, I hear you quite well. You know, much of the times we fail to understand the very aspect of this thing, and as you spoke about it, that as a person continues to do things the way they want, they become so determined and they feel they're self-sufficient. And I sensed also that then it brings the element of pride, that you can't be corrected. You know, it brings the element of pride that you can't heed to a correction or a rebuke. You know, and that is one of the biggest problems that we also see in these days. Welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And of course, we are talking about the very aspect of self-will and rebellion. What these are and how these are attacking the believers these days.
Tunambe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me bring this to Pastor Green. And let's hear, Pastor Green, what you say. The very notion of self-will is a stubbornness of a sort. In Isaiah 28:12, it says, to whom he said, this is the rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Self-will also makes people to refuse to hear that which the Father says, and it's typically that. And to the detriment of many ministries, I mean, many ministries could have been very far, but because of selfishness, we see the opposite. Now, Pastor Green, what comes to mind?
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty name of Jesus. Greetings tonight, everyone. Pastor Ray, our listeners, the servants of God on the platform tonight, greeting to everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank the Lord so much. Hallelujah. We are still alive. It's only by His grace. Hallelujah. We still breathe the fresh air. We can still come together to share the word of God. We thank the Lord so much. Hallelujah. I also want to greet our apostle on the platform and our Pastor Makamo. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord bless you all, beloveds. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everyone
Amen.
Who listen to us, the men and women of God on the platform, everyone, God bless you all
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
And again, Pastor Amen. Ray, I want to say thank you so much for this opportunity that we have to share the word of God on this platform. Thank you that you make it possible for us, Pastor Ray. The Lord bless you and the Lord be with you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, tonight, Pastor Ray, we got again a very wonderful topic. Hallelujah. Oh, the self-will and the rebellion spirit. Hallelujah. That's all about spiritual things, Pastor Ray. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord so much because, you know, when we talk about these things, Pastor Ray, there's so many things that happen in this world. You get people today that really have a rebellion spirit. Hallelujah. And you know, a rebellion spirit is a wicked spirit. It's a spirit that always opposes, hallelujah. It's always against whatever is decided to do. That spirit always want to find a fault, always want to find a mistake. You know, the rebellion spirit, you know, the people that have that spirit, they always resist the instructions of the leaders. They resist the instructions of the pastors. They resist every instruction that they get. They want to look always for a fault. You know, I can even take it a little bit further, Pastor Ray. Those people that always go to church with a red pen to look for mistakes, those people are rebellious, hallelujah, because they go to the church not to worship God, but they go to oppose, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. They're always opposing the instructions of the leaders, and they just do. Now, it's also the kind of people, Pastor Ray, that provoke people, brothers, to argue, to misunderstand each other, to fight with each other. Hallelujah. So those are people, the Bible says we must be very careful of those people. Hallelujah. I'm going to read for you a verse, Pastor Ray. You'll hear what the Bible says about such kind of a people. The book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 2. The Bible said, be aware of dogs. Be aware of evil workers. Be aware of mutilation. Hallelujah. These people, Pastor Ray, when the Bible said, you know, the Bible called dogs, but when we talk about people that are rebellious, people that are fighting, people that are opposing, hallelujah. Now, when we read our Bible, the Bible said, beware of these people. Be careful, hallelujah, because these people cause problems. They cause misunderstanding. Sorry, Pastor Ray. They cause misunderstanding. Because people, they provoke things amongst people, that people misunderstand each other, that people fight amongst each other. Those people are not supposed to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. Those people are troublemakers. So God is warning us in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 2. He's warning us against such people. We'll go further now, Pastor. I've got a cough now. Hey.
Let me bring this to you then. Pastor Green, and when we look into the very notion, okay, now, it happens much of the times that the notion of self-will is overlooked. Let me read Isaiah 30, verses 15. It says something quite interesting. And it says, "For thus says the Elohim, Yahuwah, the Holy One of Yasharal, in returning and rest you shall be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not." Now, this is the call of the Father to the nation, his people, you and I, to repent. There are things that we have brought into the church, Muruti Makam, which are not from the Father. We have somehow copied these things from Abu Caterpillar. We've copied these things from these famous pastors, Abu Ray, Abu Banban. We've copied these things. And the Father says to us, we must return to him, we must repent. But there are some things that we still say, you don't need to repent to this. We are all human. Before Maslow, muntu kufanele umdate, utaste, ukubanaye, and all those things and stuff.
And when the Father,
and then the Father basically says we must return to him wholeheartedly, but we still preach a gospel that is selective in repentance. That is self-will. Organjani makam?
Injalo Muruti, injalo. Sikhuluma nge-self-will Muruti wami, itopic enhle kangaka. I think last week ngike ngathi ukuhinta kancane nje nge-self-will ukuthi when God created a man, there is something uNkulunkulu ayenzile emuntwini because uthi uJehova, let us create a man in our image and the likeness. So uNkulunkulu unewile anayo yena. And also, as a man is like God, he gave a man also a will to choose. And as amnikez umuntu, uNkulunkulu, kunento futhi aphindayo ayenza. uNkulunkulu akaqindezeli umuntu to choose to do the will of God. But uthi choose, and le choice unayo, ubeke izinto ezibawu-two, death and life. Ukufa, umfundisi wami, inke ngelinye ilanga ngakusho somewhere, ukuthi ukufa akuzanga noSathana, kube kuze noSathana, uSathana wayezoshaya isifuba ibe khona into enhle, at least ayenzile. But God made death, God created death, God created life, asibeka emuntwini, amnikeza amabhathini. Athi nayi green, nayi red. You activate what you want to do. Life nayi la, I green, I red nayi la, I death. You activate what you want to do. You. And now a man comes, the devil, deceives a man to press the red button. Akusu Satana zinokufa. Kungakho ku Deuteronomy chapter 30 njengoba bekayifunda umpostoli athi uJehova beka la ngikubekele phambi kwakho ukufa nokuphila ngikubekele also ama curses and the blessings ama curses akusiwona wakaSathana ama uNkulunkulu ukubekele nazi you choose what you want and when the devil came to man Africa, Athena,
this is utina lesihlahla lesila se knowledge uthe uNkulunkulu singasihle athi uSathana unamanga uNkulunkulu uyazi ukuthi the day udla the day udla uzoba nolwazi and a man wanted knowledge and he ate the fruit even noma sebamnikeza uAdam uNkulunkulu akakhulumanga noEva noma sebamnikeza the fruit uAdam udla uyayazi ilento lela imthelela wakhona emuva uyayazi hayingokuthi waye blind hayingokuthi akatshelwanga uyazi istento yokuthi wena udlile yithi mina ngiphume kuwe ngisuke kuwe let him continue to do the will of God. No, he chose to follow his own will. So what is a self-will, Mfundisi wami? Self-will is sticking to one's own desires, ideas, decisions, and actions driven by ego also. Ego yangena lapho. Because uma umuntu ayenze self-will, I pride yiba khona phakathi ukuthi ushayise ukuthi I did it. I depend kumuntu. Akunamuntu kumele ndepend kuye. Igu yangena lapho.
Yeah.
You understand? So uNkulunkulu udinga umuntu who will put his own dependence kuye totally, not just dependence, totally dependence kuye. Kungaku uJehova athi bekana kuJeremiah chapter 23 athi ngakhuluma kuwe usase fresh but wena wangangimamela ngoba lokho umthetho wakho sisebucwaneni bakho and uJehova afuna ukuthi whenever he speaks you don't ask oh if God says jump the only question you must ask is to ask how high I must jump only not ukuthi angithinkinga la nzowa angithinkinga lapha nzwele imali no just ask how high I must jump only and do it because uthi yena uJehova whatever ayenzayo ngumuntu kuJeremiah chapter 29 ngine micabango emihle ngempilo yakho
yeah
if we can stick to Isaiah chapter 55 lapho uJehova athi imicabango yami are nothing compared to your thoughts imicabango yami are higher than your thoughts. But because thina sifuna kuzidriver, sifuna ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi ngimi umagama, sifuna ukuthi abantu bangazi yonke le ndawo lela ukuthi hey umagama hayi you hayi understand and kukuyisaphi le nto le lapho and isinto ukuthi udumo lubuyela kuJehova alisabuyeli kuye udumo lonke libuyela kuwe kungakho uJehova athi even when you pray even when you fast even when you do whatever do it for me you are not doing for people uyayithola le nto lelapho but sinale nkinga le yokuthi na sifuna ukuthi siyazeke yokuthi heyi umakamu heyi uphethe Gauteng umakamu uphethe national umakamu uyini unani uma ungena endaweni kumele bonke abantu baphakame babone ukuthi heyi nayikhatapila impela seyifikile and kukusiza ngani ukuba yikhatapila ungena uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu is able ukuthi akunike ubukhatapila but asuke ube ikhatapila ingena enjini kumele manje uhambe uyosifunela enjini uzofaka iToyota kwekhatapila engaka.
It's sad we see these things really happening. We are talking about self-will and we are touching aspect on the very issue of self-will and rebellion, how these go together. And much of the times how we continue to disobey the Father because we have our own ambitions, even about ministry. When the Father says, let this be ministry, we make it a business. And the Father says, let this be a ministry for the community, we make it a family enrichment business.
Yeah.
These things are happening throughout. Self-will manifests in a variety of ways. So, send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. That's 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills, it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much, my way. You and I are the best of friends. Man, you can send us a WhatsApp and also a voice note and tell us about self-will, personal, national, communal. You can tell us where we see ourselves practicing self-will. We are just touching many aspects of it there. All right. Apostle, I'm looking at Daniel. Daniel says in chapter 11, verse 36, then the king shall do according to his own will. Yep. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against Yahuwah, who is above all gods, and shall prosper till the wrath had been accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done. Now, self-will is when we do our own wills, when we exalt and magnify ourselves above our Father, when we no longer speak His truth, because when we don't speak His truth, then we speak blasphemies.
Yeah.
When we prosper in our own ways and not in His way. That is self-will, and of course also it is rebellion. It's something we should be looking into today because it seems to be happening even amongst us. Apostle?
Yeah.
Mm.
I believe it's on the rise. It's like this hit, like the roof, self-will. Because I love even the fact that you can't separate the two, the self-will. Some around the corner, there's also rebellion, And you get Allaham Natika, the scripture that you've correctly quoted, Honano. There's an element also that comes along with self-will, arrogance, pride, obstinance. I touched on a little bit, Hori, also a little bit over self-sufficient. You know, somebody who put in something very sad, Aaron. My 30, this person, and this person started making it big time financially, like he became multimillionaire because he was self-driven. You know, and those kind of people who are self-driven, the danger as well, they keep thinking and forgetting that it is their effort and their hard work, you know, that has helped them to be where they are. And then, more than all the problem, God told us, this will always remind me of Israel. I was in a course, so go back. You must send Pumelele, you must know Kokba. So, but they have a tendency, most especially people who are self willed, they have a tendency to forget Hore. It is God who prospers them, it is God who elevates, who promotes. Once they're promoted, once they are rich, then feel self-sufficient. So this person, coming back to the story, this is a true story. So this person, friend Dahai, made it big time, became super, super rich, multi-millionaire. And then Abaruko on Arbona from Kachekone, not even Mujimar Gijosua Hau.
Yeah.
So Motuna Hau, Jesua Kamabaka Amabiangma. So I know you go back just to work. I just you don't talk of a lot. Because you cannot say you feel powerful and you've achieved, then all of a sudden. It's the same attitude you have the scripture, those who are delaying, you know. It has the same attitude because a person comes to a level where they feel they're above everything, they're above everyone. And they forget that there's a God and they still need to. Because you can't, where there's self-will, where there's rebellion, there's no submission.
Ace.
So this side, the Bible says, submit one unto another. But one thing, over self-will, over too ambitious, how can you submit that to anybody?
No, you can't.
You become a loose cannon. It's like so as you think, you decide and you act on it. Like that's why it's a self-will. So it means you also act on what you think is right. You also act upon what you see as right, irregardless of what everybody is saying, irregardless of what the word of God is saying. So hence Muruti, once if it's a konalimata pa awa for you're making yourself a demigod. And that's why in certain churches where you see those churches that are led by self-will servants of God or by Peter the Seventh, by Peter and Tote Coffin. So you realize when led by people who are self-will and Bali Dakeba Ruti Baba arrogant,
If one goes, 100 will come.
Because the language also changes when people are self-will. But they change how they talk.
Arrogance
becomes the order of the day. And like I say, language is very critical. Hence, silly Peter. Language. So even when you're self-willed, people are self-willed, they have that certain type of language that they use. Holy Mamet, when you are still submitting under the will and the purposes of God, how can these people speak like this and baskamana anything wrong? Because in their little mind, they think bad writing because they feel they've achieved so much beyond probably their peers, you know. If you're from a tiny community and you're the one who has achieved more than everybody in that community, so sad, Joe, when these things in the house of God.
Hey.
And we don't allow the word of God to break us, to mold us and shape us, because people who are safe will, it goes to show her they've never allowed the word of God to break them. They've never allowed Mudimu her Abba mold. And I remember as well, we have the Holy Spirit who's our helper. So once you begin to become self-sufficient, to be self-willed, you don't hear the voice of the Lord. But there is no way you can hear the voice of God, your leader, when you're so self-absorbed. Because when you're self-willed, also it means you're self-absorbed. You're so much involved with self that you disregard every other thing else, including the word of the Lord.
You are. Absolutely. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And talk to us with regards to this. Thank you. Dalu just said, hey. How, Dalu? Just hey. What are you saying, Dalu? Hey. You know, hey. Just that.
Dalu, vamo phazamisitse sa batongwa.
Yeah. Vamo phazamisitse straight. Maybe he still wants to write more. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp and the Telegram also. On Telegram, it's 082-657-2729. And you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter of self-will and rebellion.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.